Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Get a Date Worth Keeping by Dr. Henry Cloud is a practical, Christian-oriented dating guide that aims to help single adults move from frustration and passivity into intentional action. Written by a clinical psychologist and pastor, the book treats dating less as a mysterious fate-driven process and more as a learnable skill set grounded in self-awareness, wise choices, and consistent effort. Rather than focusing first on engagement or marriage timelines, Cloud emphasizes dating as a stage for discovery learning about yourself, understanding what you truly need in a partner, and practicing healthier relational patterns. A central promise of the book is a structured program designed to increase real opportunities to meet people and go on dates within months, not years, using exercises, habit changes, and accountability. Cloud challenges readers to broaden their social circles, evaluate expectations, and confront personal barriers that repeatedly sabotage connection. The overall purpose is not to guarantee marriage, but to help readers date more wisely and find a relationship worth keeping. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dating as a skill shifting from waiting to acting. A defining message in the book is that many singles get stuck by treating dating as something that happens to them rather than something they can participate in deliberately. Cloud reframes dating as a skill that improves with practice, feedback, and realistic goals. This shift matters because it replaces vague hope with measurable behaviors such as initiating conversations, accepting invitations, and creating more opportunities to meet potential partners. The book challenges the idea that the right person will simply appear if you are good enough or patient enough, and it questions overly passive, spiritualized approaches that avoid personal responsibility. Instead, Cloud encourages readers to approach dating with intentionality while still honoring faith and values. The point is not to force outcomes, but to increase healthy exposure to people so that genuine compatibility has a chance to emerge. By treating dating like an area of life that can be learned, readers are pushed to take practical steps even when they feel awkward, discouraged, or out of practice. The result is a more empowered stance. You do what you can control, and you stop interpreting every dry season as a verdict on your worth. Secondly, expanding your traffic pattern to meet more people. Cloud repeatedly returns to the reality that many dating problems are also opportunity problems. If your routines keep you around the same small circle, the probability of meeting a compatible person stays low. The book addresses this by urging readers to change their traffic pattern, the set of places, activities, and social networks where they spend time. This can mean joining new groups, trying different social settings, and becoming more open to introductions and structured ways of meeting people, including dating services. The practical emphasis is on increasing contact with new people rather than endlessly analyzing why dating is not working. IDXB Cloud also encourages tracking progress through simple awareness tools, such as keeping a log of new people met. The objective is not to reduce dating to numbers alone, but to confront denial and inertia. If someone believes there are no prospects, Cloud argues that the person may not be positioning themselves where prospects actually exist. Broadening your traffic pattern also helps you encounter a wider range of personalities and backgrounds, giving you better data about what you need and what is merely habit or fear. Thirdly, getting over type and adjusting unrealistic expectations. Another important theme is how rigid preferences and romantic myths can quietly sabotage dating. Cloud cautions against overcommitting to a narrow type, whether that type is based on looks, personality stereotypes, or an instantly electrifying feeling. The book pushes readers to test assumptions by going out with a broader range of people, at least initially, because attraction and respect can grow when someone has strong character and relational health. In the same spirit, Cloud challenges unrealistic expectations that treat early dating as a moment of certainty rather than exploration. He argues that many people prematurely eliminate good prospects because they are looking for immediate clarity, instant chemistry, or a flawless match. This does not mean ignoring red flags or core values. Instead, it means distinguishing between preferences that are truly important and preferences that are mainly familiar. By encouraging readers to check expectations at the door, Cloud promotes patience and curiosity. The intended outcome is a healthier selection process where you learn through real interactions, rather than filtering everyone through fantasies that no real person can meet. Fourthly, addressing personal sticking points that block connection. Cloud is clear that a lack of dates is not always solved by new venues and more social activity. Sometimes the deeper issue is internal patterns that repel connection or keep a person choosing poorly. The book speaks to sticking points, unresolved wounds, fear of vulnerability, self-sabotage, and relational habits that repeat across dating experiences. Because Cloud writes as a psychologist, he treats these barriers as changeable patterns rather than permanent identity labels. The aim is self-knowledge that leads to growth. readers are encouraged to look honestly at what they tend to do when intimacy increases, how they handle rejection, and whether they are using dating to fill holes that should be addressed through personal development and community. The book also highlights the importance of becoming the kind of person, the kind of partner you want would be drawn to, which keeps the focus from merely evaluating others. This section of the message distinguishes the book from advice that only teaches tactics. Cloud argues that healthier dating outcomes often require the courage to face what is happening inside you, not just what is happening in the dating market. Lastly, accountability and wise boundaries, including faith considerations, a practical hallmark of the program, is building a support team trusted people who can provide encouragement, honest feedback, and accountability as you follow through on your dating goals. Cloud understands that many singles quit after a few disappointing experiences or drift back into isolation. Accountability helps sustain consistent action, but it also protects against self-deception, such as repeatedly choosing unhealthy partners or misreading situations. Alongside accountability, the book addresses boundaries and values in a dating context, reflecting Cloud's broader reputation for emphasizing relational health. The text also engages faith questions that matter to Christian readers, including guidance that some will find challenging, such as the discussion of dating non-Christians with clarity and honesty about personal beliefs. Regardless of where a reader lands on that issue, the underlying point is to be intentional and truthful rather than ambiguous or coercive. By combining accountability with boundaries, Cloud aims to help readers date with integrity open enough to meet real people, but grounded enough to avoid compromising core convictions or repeating damaging patterns. In conclusion, How to Get a Date Worth Keeping is best suited for single adults who are tired of vague encouragement and want a concrete plan for changing their dating life. It can be especially helpful for readers who feel stuck in repetitive cycles, have gone long stretches without dates, or keep choosing the wrong people and do not know why. The practical benefit is structure. The book offers a clear framework for increasing opportunities, experimenting with new behaviors, and staying accountable long enough to see results. The intellectual benefit is the way it connects dating outcomes to self-awareness, expectations, and relational patterns rather than treating romance as pure destiny. Compared with many Christian dating books that focus primarily on courtship roles or marriage preparation, Cloud places more attention on the process of dating itself, meeting people, learning discernment through experience, and developing the maturity to build a healthy relationship. The tone is direct and action-oriented, which may feel demanding, but that is part of what makes it distinctive. Readers who want permission to date wisely grow personally and stop waiting for a perfect moment will find the book a grounded, psychologically informed guide for taking the next steps toward a relationship worth keeping. If you would like to support Henry Cloud, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.